Blighted that I have with me again this week, Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host on 94.9. And guess what she is talking about? Donald Trump's statement regarding socialism. Boy, I tell you, the night that he laid that right out there, he wasn't afraid. And it's a common core bill in Florida and also in Connecticut. So let's welcome our weekly guest, Laurie Hopkins Cavanaugh. Laurie, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Trump has come right out there and made a statement about what kind of political enterprise our country is going to be or not going to be. And I thought that was pretty fascinating, since in our schools today in Connecticut with Common Core, they're not even teaching socialism anymore. They're teaching global communism. But I think that that's too spicy for the president to be saying on a national stage.
Well, I'll tell you, when he laid this right out, and there's no question. There is no question, Laurie. You know, when we look at what's happened on the Democratic side, it's unbelievable what they are doing, and I think are going to do. And there are many Democrats that don't want to do it. That, you know, I'm talking about the old timers that just, they are Democrats, but they also are you know, right down to earth and know what's going on. And I tell you, I think we're going to win this one. I really do.
Well, you know, I don't look at it as Democrat versus Republican, because I think that the parties are very skewed in terms of their belief system. I look at there's still a two-party or two political beliefs in the country, but I'm getting away from the terms Democrat and Republican, because many of the times they're in agreement on things that are bringing our country in the wrong direction.
Yep.
When you look at Agenda 2030, which has been adopted 100% by the state of Connecticut through Governor Malloy. That's a United Nations form of government, and that's, you know, the United Nations is a communist organization. There's no party. It's one party, and they call it the United Nations system of government, and that's what the state of Connecticut has adopted. We're already a one-party system. Communism is one party. In Connecticut, we've been run and controlled by the Democrats for a long time now, but what Malloy did by signing on to the New Green Deal, they're marketing that the Democrat socialists, so-called, are marketing the New Green Deal. Well, that is Agenda 2030. So if people want to read it, they can go to the United Nations website. It's right there. It's a PDF. Agenda 2030, it's a new world order. Well, Malloy signed on to all of that, Brad.
Yep,
he circumvented
absolutely
the federal government and signed on to it. So we have a real problem in our country, and I think the president is using the term socialist, but meanwhile he's trying to pull out of as many UN communist control features that have really taken over our country and definitely taken over Connecticut.
Well, he's done that. There's no question. When I heard him the other night, I said, wow. And everybody...
You liked his speech, huh?
Excuse me?
You liked his speech.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was the best State of the Union speech I've ever heard in my lifetime.
He had, I'll tell you, the way he did it, and you know, this is what's really shaken up the other folks, that it really is. And when they took the survey, I mean, he had a tremendous response from those who were with him. I mean, just right there. And he wasn't afraid to say anything, and he laid it out. And the other night when he was out speaking. And another thing, and I think the people are...
Yeah, I saw it at the Texas rally.
Yes. What a crowd.
Oh, and he talked about socialism again. I think the reason he's doing that is behind the scenes, and I've been working with quite a bit of... there's quite a bit of activity right now with the Department of Education, Federal Department of Education. He is gutting these different departments in D.C. He's not talking about it. He's just doing it. And while he's cutting it, for example, this whole Agenda 2030 is Common Core. We know it is Common Core, but this is all from the United Nations. Ronald Reagan, people don't understand, had thrown out UNESCO and the United Nations Education when he was president. But that's not what happened. It's still... The entire school system in the state of Connecticut right now has been signed on to global United Nations education. They signed on to it in 2018. And the United Nations outfits out of Asia are the ones writing the curriculum for these new global baccalaureate schools, 28 of them in Connecticut. And it's abject global communist education. It needs to be defunded. Right now, Representatives France and Fishbein in the state of Connecticut have presented a bill. It's a House Bill 6614 to get rid of Common Core. Common Core is nothing but a data mining child abuse. It doesn't teach anything. And what they are teaching is to grow our K through 12 students as little communist activists. They teach nothing about the United States, nothing about our Bill of Rights. Zero, never mention the country or our republic. And really, we need to start teaching and saying the word, we're a republic, not a democracy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Republics take care of minorities, and minorities need to know that the only reason that we have the freedoms we do in the United States is because we are a republic. They talk about democracy and leave it out on purpose, so kids don't even understand the difference. That's that.
Well, again, what you're doing, Laurie, is tremendous, and I'm glad you're with us once a week. And I was thinking of the other night when the president really hit it, and boy, I tell you, the people that were there were on their feet.
Well, the tough part, Brad, is that so many people who understand what socialism and communism are actually not going to be around for another 10 to 15 years. They're going. And Agenda 2030, I'm developing a website right now for American Liberty Center. I'm putting a clock up there for a countdown to January 2030, the year 2030. And the reason for that countdown clock is to understand that this is a communist takedown of our republic. And Connecticut, everybody needs to understand what is happening behind the scenes with the embracing of Agenda 2030, a.k.a. the New Green Deal. Until you read that document, you don't understand that this is, the UN will dictate everything from the cars we drive, to the food we eat, they're talking about getting rid of cars, cows, because really they want to control everything that we do. And it's scary. It's just, liberty, freedom is out the window with Agenda 2030. The United Nations is not a democracy. It's a communist form of government. And people should read the United Nations system, because that's what they're teaching in the baccalaureate schools in Connecticut right now.
Well, that's tremendous. And we are going to keep in touch, because it's...
Yeah, I look forward to that, Brad. I look forward to... I have Professor David Hendrickson on my show this weekend, along with a few other people that are going to talk about some of these issues, but... He's from Colorado. He's a university professor, and he is going to address the fact that we have to protect our republic. If we don't protect a republic, then we will just be another state of the United Nations, and America is no longer a sovereign nation. And I think Trump is trying to get that back.
I do, too. Yep, I do, too. And so are other Americans. Thanks a million for being with us, as usual, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing you next week.
God bless you, Brad.
Thank you. Okay, my friends, it's coming up.